takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Edo-Carr. Edo-Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Now, TK, before we talk to Kevin Walters, the Gold Coast had a win on the weekend.
They had their breakthrough. Broke the duck. What, are they hanging their hat on the Gold Coast now?
I don't know. We'll ask the man. He joins us on the line. Origin coach, Queensland Origin coach, Kevvy Wallace. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Go the Titans. How's the weekend?
I thought you'd fire back about how's your 6 and 7 going?
Yeah, no, look, it was another interesting round, wasn't it, of rugby league, particularly for the Queensland-based clubs. Not so good again, although the Titans got out of the blocks with their first win. So that's very pleasing from their point of view.
Yeah. Before we talk some of the rugby league over the weekend, Kevvy, it's been speculated in today's papers that Greg Inglis is about to announce his retirement from the game. Have you spoken to Greg at all, and what are you expecting from today's press conference?
Yeah, I've spoken to Greg. He's meeting this morning with Wayne Bennett and the CEO of South, and I think Shane Richardson as well, about his future. Now, what comes from that meeting, I'm not really sure. But obviously, there's some big decisions to be made around Greg's future and how he feels. I know that he's been talking very closely with Wayne Bennett about what needs to happen. Wayne's a very experienced coach. Obviously, he's been through this with a lot of players over his time on whether they should continue to keep playing or actually retire. So I guess it's something we'll know more about later today.
So who'll be your skipper?
Well, I'm hoping Greg Inglis. I'm thinking Greg Inglis, but again, that depends on what happens today, TK. Obviously, until we know more about what Greg's doing, we don't have to make any decisions around that. And if Greg doesn't decide to play on, well, we've got some good options out there. There's three or four guys that I would think, and there's even some club captains in there as well, of their respective NRL teams that are playing some good footy in the NRL. So we'll wait and see what Greg comes up with.
All right. So was he undecided when he chatted with you, Kevvy, or just keeping the conversation in confidence?
He was. I mean, it's a big decision, obviously, for him to make. Yeah. And, I spoke to him a week and I just left him alone then because, he got too many people in his ear.
Sure.
Confuses him even more. So, I mean, as I say, Wayne Bennett's been very experienced in an area with players and their futures. So I think he's in pretty good hands there.
Mm. Well, I know it's still only, six, 7 weeks away, State of Origin, Kevvy, but with the Queensland sides not doing too well, are you starting to get a little bit concerned with some of the form of some of the players? Or no, you think they'll come good?
Yeah, I'm not concerned, Laurie. I've got to be honest with you, mate. I think we got some probably half our squad or even more playing some really good football, and particularly those that are in key positions, which really excites me. I'm very pleased that Kalyn Plong has been moved, back to fullback. I think that's his ideal position. And I think, 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks even in that position is going to help him with his development, as a rugby league player. DCE's did some great touch, at Manly. He's in the thick of everything that they're doing. And also Cameron Munster, I think, he's been setting as good as anyone in the competition with his form and the way he's going about it. So I would like to see some improvement from a few of our guys, no doubt about that, but there's still time. And I just think they're all sort of caught, particularly Brisbane and the Cowboys, just in that little bubble of struggling for some consistency and things not quite going their way through periods in games. And if they can fix that up, they'll start to string some wins together and get some confidence, I would have thought.
Mm. What did you make of the Josh Maguire incident on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, like everyone, with Josh's efforts there. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to Josh about it, but obviously, I'm not sure. He must have had a bit of a brain snap, old Josh. And
are they good mates? Because I'm trying to work out whether it was just sort of mates and he's trying to rub his hands over his face or what was sort of going on.
That's what I saw it as, Laurie. I know that both of them have spoken post-game as well. So yeah. Both Cameron and Josh Maguire have had a conversation and everything's okay. So, but, I think Josh was, I'd like to go along that line as well. I think he was trying to have a bit of a fun with his mate and it sort of went horribly wrong. So
yeah. Because that's the last thing you need is that animosity to be there when they get into camp together,
I think they'll be fine, mate. He's already had a stink with one of the other teammates, so how many does he want to put?
Oh, that's right. It was Ben Hunt, wasn't it?
Ben Hunt, yeah. They pulled the knuckles up in Darwin.
Oh, well, speaking of Ben Hunt, what a game he's had. I don't think I've seen him have a... I'm sure he's probably had a better game. I can't remember one, Kevvy. fantastic. Two tries, had a hand in four others. And, yeah. You know, what are you going to do with him? Where are you going to play him?
We'll find a spot for young Benny, don't worry. If he continues to play like that, I mean, he was in pretty good form going into the Origin Series last year. And I think he struck up a really good combination with Corey Norman. I think he's helped him more than anyone. I just feel like he's just playing his natural game where, you know, kicking the ball well. I think he's had a couple of goes at 40-20s. He might even kick one earlier in the season. And, yeah, he's just doing everything right. His defence is very good. So, yeah, he's been very impressive as well. And I think the combination with Corey Norman and the way the Dragons are playing as well, they've just, even without Jack DeBellum, they've slotted into a position where they're playing some really good footy. And that's obviously Ben Hunt's a major part of that as well.
Kevy, all things being equal, and you've got, you know, your players to choose from, is hooker going to be the toughest decision you think you'll have to make?
Well, I think so, Laurie, for sure, mate. You know, it's been a position that we haven't really filled correctly since the retirement of Cameron Smith, and it was only, you know, last Origin series where he left. You know, Andrew McCulloch did a really good job for us last year in games 1, 2, and 3. At the moment, this year, he's been struggling a bit with the Broncos. Jake Friend, who was one that finished off really strongly last year with the Roosters and then started this year well, but he hasn't played either. I'm not sure if he's back this week or hopefully the next couple of weeks he'll find himself back on the field. So there are two major hookers and guys that can influence the team. So you'd like to see those boys, you know, certainly Jake Friend back playing and to the ability that we know he can. Also Andrew McCulloch sort of lifting himself along with a few other Broncos players.
Yeah, he was a great player at the end of last year, Jake Friend. I know he started slowly, but by the end of the season he was playing some terrific football, and I thought that he'd be a guy that you'd be looking at closely, obviously, this year. Now, getting back to the football, the Broncos, mate, getting beaten by the West Tigers. They look like they should have been in front by a lot more. What's going on with them in your point of view?
Well, I think if they score those tries, it's a totally different ball game. You know, Jack Bird sort of fumbled one. Oh. I think there's another one that they, just trying to think, back was on Thursday night.
I reckon three, mate. They bombed three.
Yeah, two or three tries. And, you know, they go into halftime with a good lead. And, no, you know, the pressure is starting to build, obviously, on the players and on the club itself. And they just need to get back to basics and hold the ball and make their tackles. You know, there's enough talent there in Brisbane. I mean, the start of the year, people had them in the top four and possible premiers. So, and right now, everyone's talking about, you know, they can't play. Well, what a load of, you know, I don't go along with that. I think they'll find their mojo before too long. And I think over the weekend, someone mentioned to me that the 99 Brisbane Broncos lost eight of their first 10 games and went on to make the final. So, you know, they've got enough talent there. They've just got to, you know, get back to the basics, playing well and completing their sets, and I think they'll be fine, mate.
Well, you know what it's like when you're losing games. The halves always come under the pressure and under the pump. And would it work? I read an article on the weekend with Darren Lockyer saying move Milford to seven.
Seven?
To seven. He believes that he should be running the show. Is that the move that you'd make?
Well, possibly not. No, I think Anthony's a terrific 5'8". You know, I think Cody Nikorima can get the, they're just not playing well, you know, and they've had a couple of very successful years there, Brisbane, most particularly those halves into finals and into preliminary finals. So, you know, whilst they're being heavily criticised, and rightly so for the botched field goal attempt or that set of six that they had, but they're good players as well. I mean, you know, and I expect them to turn around this Brisbane side along with, you know, all of them need to pick up the rope, a bit of slack from the rope and just get going forward. I think that's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Would you move Anthony Milford to fullback and Darius Boyd as your controlling half?
No, I wouldn't, TK. Anthony Milford was 30 seconds away from winning the Clive Churchill medal in the grand final in 2015 and with the six jumper on his back. So he's as good as any 5'8 in the competition if he's playing well. But at the moment, like the rest of the Broncos, he just lost his mojo a little bit. And he'll get it back, and when he does, he'll show everyone what a classy number six that he is.
Well, you're up there, mate. I mean, you understand they are the biggest ticket in town. Everyone seems to be turning against the Brisbane Broncos. How's the public coping?
Oh, I think the public are fine. I'm not sure if it's turning against the Broncos. It's more everyone wants them to do well. They're disappointed with where they're sitting on the ladder and how they're playing. So, obviously, Brisbane being a one-team town, if you don't get it right, they're all over. It's like Queensland. It's so similar to Origin. You know, they want to see their team doing well, and when it's not, they start to ask questions. So, and rightly so, they've been asking some questions, and that'll continue to happen until they can turn it around and start getting some wins, which I believe isn't too far away. But it doesn't get any easier for them with taking on your mob, Laurie, the mighty Green Machine in Canberra on Sunday. That's as tough an outing as you'll get in the NRL at the moment. They're playing some great footy, the Raiders.
Yeah, they are, and they were great last night, a 19-0 victory over Parramatta. And obviously they travelled down to Canberra on the weekend to play the Green Machine. So I'm looking forward to that clash. The other clash I'm looking forward to, Kevy, though, is Melbourne up against the Roosters. How do you see this one playing out?
Oh, look, this is probably the game of the season so far, isn't it, with both teams? I watched the Roosters on dismantle the Sharks in about 11 minutes, wasn't it? They picked up four tries just before half-time and just after. But they won't get that latitude, you know, against the Storm. So, yeah, I'll have to put some more work into my my tip here, Laurie. I'm too early in the week to be sending
too early in the week.
Friday too, mate. But I think we're going to see a classic game here. And this could be the grand final rematch. Well, it is the grand final rematch, but this could possibly be the grand final of 2019 as well.
I know you're meticulous with your planning when it comes to Origin. Are you planning for Luke Keary to be there?
Oh, I would have thought if he continues on the pathway that he's on, that he'd be hard to leave out. I don't know who gets left out for him. That's a decision that Brad Fittler will make. From the boy from Ipswich, yeah, it'd be good to see him run out of New South Wales.
You're hilarious.
I reckon if he plays,
the best Queenslander we've ever picked.
We don't do that to you, fellas, but you're doing it straight back to us.
Sterlo was from Toowoomba.
We're just getting a couple back, Kevy.
Yeah, well, that's in Queensland, isn't it? Wherever they are, that's in Queensland. Yeah, yep.
You're a good man, Kevy. Always great to chat, bud.
Get on you, gents. Have a good day.